ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You burr-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 28 years and 4 weeks. That's right. How many months is that? God knows. We need a mathematician on that one. But the bottom line is we are the longest running fight show in history and the Guinness Book of World Records. If you don't have me in there real soon, Pedro's going to have a problem with you. Well, guess what? Tonight, UFC 153, of course, taking over the television airwaves. First, it'll be on Facebook.com. That'll air at, I think, at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 5 p.m. Pacific time, of course, it goes over to FX Cable, and they give you 2 hours of UFC fights on FX Cable. And then at 7 o'clock, you're supposed to be drawn into the pay-per-view. Of course, I'm talking about Anderson Silva, the world middleweight. That's 185 pounds in the UFC. Champion. He's got the most defenses. I think he's got 9 title defenses in UFC history. The guy's for real. The guy's a good fighter. Of course, the only fight he came close to losing was to Chael Sonnen a couple of years ago. And he stopped Chael in the rematch in the first round. So Anderson Silva, the real deal, taking on Stephen Bonner. Not that I lack respect for Stephen Bonner because he beat a good friend of mine. But I just not all that enthused about him. Both going to come in about 205 pounds. Silva making the move from 185 to 205. I guess he thinks he's going to take on John Jones. You know, the booed. I mean, those people in Canada nearly beheaded him as far as their vocal jabs were concerned. No question about it. Of course, I'm talking about John Jones taking out Vitor Belfort a couple weeks ago in a UFC pay-per-view event live from Canada. But the bottom line is John Jones, the number one bad guy. Anderson Silva looking to move up from 185 to 205 and take on John Jones. Well, guess what? Mark De La Grotta is going to be one of our guests today. Of course, he is the trainer of Kevin James. Remember Kevin James, the fat guy on TV? Well, he got slim and he did this MMA movie that came out yesterday. I'm talking about Here Comes the Boom. So we'll be talking about that today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529 or the twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk.
Everything will seem so strange. Rivers and trees and blue skies.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
I remember 28 years and 4 weeks ago today. It's right at the beginning of Ring Talk with Charles J. We originally did this in Florida. Then we moved to Las Vegas and we came home to the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. We've been here, of course, man, my entire life. But doing radio here in the city now, out of the city for better than 27, make it 28 years. God, it's hard to believe it's been that long. Every time I say to myself, you know, I think I'm going to quit this year. I think I'm going to quit next year. I think I'm going to, and then somebody says to me, Pedro, stick around. We have a good time listening to you. You have a good time doing your thing. So as long as you're enjoying it and making a buck, yeah, right, keep doing it. Well, let's talk about some UFC numbers. On September 28th, The Ultimate Fighter, of course, that's the reality show, the longest-running reality show on TV, the UFC's reality show, their flagship show. They did a 0.6 rating, which was 775,000 viewers. That was the lowest the show has done ever. Ever. I'm seeing ever. So what's happening here? I mean, what's going on with the results and the people watching the UFC? I mean, is it dropping all the way? I mean, I think the UFC prelims on FX cable for their last UFC pay-per-view event between John Jones and Vitor Belfort a few weeks ago, that one did 954,000 homes. That was the lowest number of homes they've ever done on FX cable for a pre-fight, a pre-pay-per-view show. So what's happening here? Is it oversaturation? Are people getting bored with the product? Okay, is the product not delivering anymore? Has it come and gone? Was it a Johnny-come-lately type of thing, a fly-by-night era? Is it a fad? No. I think a lot of the injuries that have happened in the UFC have hurt a lot of their cards. They've had to pull guys from this card and put them on that card. Of course, the September 29th card, which is supposed to be, was supposed to be in Sacramento, California, at the old Arco Arena with Gilbert Melendez, the Strikeforce 155-pound lightweight champion out of San Francisco, California. Well, that card's been canceled, but all the fighters on the card have been paid by Showtime with the exception of Melendez, who got hurt. Right on Showtime. Right on Steven Espinoza. That was pretty cool. You know, they didn't do that the last time. That was a knock on John Jones. When John Jones refused to face Chael Sonnen in that last-minute replacement about a month and a half ago, okay, it was supposed to be, of course, originally Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson, Hendo, they call him. Bad dude, no question about that. Got that very close win over Mauricio Shogun Rua last year in the fight of the year, if not the fight of the decade. I'm talking about in San Jose, California. But, you know, Henderson pulled out about 8 days before, 10 days before. So they went to Chael Sonnen, who was a middleweight, who was going to move up to 205 pounds and take on John Jones with just 8 days training, which means no training at all. And John Jones said no. His team, headed by Greg Jackson, the trainer, said no, it'll be a big mistake if you do this. Well, they didn't do it. The undercard fighters were upset because, you know, most of these guys, they borrow money to train. What I mean by that is, if Pedro Fernandez is going to fight in UFC 156, okay, in like 3 or 4 months from now, all right, and I'm going to get paid $16,000. Say just I'm going to make 16 thing grand, all right? Well, I've got to start paying for my training facilities now. I've got to start paying for my gym work. I've got to start paying for the fact that I can't, you know, feed my family anymore for a while because I won't be working. So that means I've got to, you know, borrow some money. You got to borrow money. So most of these guys end up going into the hole for a decent percentage of their purse. And then John Jones says, well, you know what, I'm not going to fight Chael Sonnen. So they pull the entire card. And, you know, for those poor people that had those non-refundable airline tickets to Las Vegas, they were screwed. Because there's nothing you can do about it unless you can come up with a doctor's note written by Dr. Paul Cuddy, signed by Dr. Paul Cuddy. Unless you can come up with a doctor's note saying that you cannot fly, okay, on a certain date because you've got some ear infection or, you know, if you've got loose bowels or something like that. I'm trying to think of some feasible excuse not to fly, a sore throat, strep throat, something like that. Something infectious would really get you your refund back. But outside of that, you're not going to get your money back. The airlines don't care. I mean, big deal. A guy pulled out of a fight, so you want us to give you back like $400? I don't think so. How about the hotels? You know, if you buy the hotel in advance and you pay for those special rates and you booked like the hotel a month and a half in advance, guess what? You're stuck on that too. As far as the rental car is concerned, if you prepaid the rental car, that one's toast too. So you had a choice. When you had that those John Jones tickets a few weeks ago, you had a choice. Either you could go to Vegas, enjoy the weekend without the UFC, or just sit there at home and brood about the fact that you spent like close to $800 listen, two people to fly into Vegas, even from like LA, okay, it's going to be about $350. You figure round trip, almost $400 round trip, okay? So that's just the airline ticket, right? Then you've got the hotel. Then you've got the taxi. Then you've got all the incidentals that, you know, that come with taking a lovely lady to Las Vegas. Dinner here, dinner there, this show, that show. Okay. It costs a lot of money to go to these events. So you plan to go to one of these big events circled around John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion. Of course, the man that's only lost once. That was to Matt Hamill when he elbowed Matt Hamill on the ground through some elbows that he was disqualified for. But essentially, the guy's unbeaten. But he's not liked well. He got booed at every instance on that card when he beat Vitor Belfort a couple weeks ago. I mean, every time they flashed his face on the screen, he was booed. He is the heel of the UFC right now. And what I mean by the heel is he's the bad guy, sort of like the Sheik of professional wrestling, you know, like the bad guy, the guy that everybody hates, okay? And right now, everybody's on the I hate John Jones type of thing, except Anderson Silva, who wants to move up to 205 pounds and take on John Jones potentially in the middle of 2013. Now, as far as Silva's concerned, of course, he's a spider. He's got to get past Stephen Bonner tonight, which I think he will. I'm not a big fan of his. I'm just not. I mean, I watched a lot of tapes of him, especially in the last couple of weeks, trying to look for some weaknesses. And I really don't see any weaknesses in his ground game. He does decent as far as his stand-up concern. I mean, he's long arms. And there aren't too many faults in Anderson Silva. I mean, you know, 9 successful defenses of the UFC middleweight's 185-pound championship. I mean, that's indicative of his skill level, of his ability to rise above the rest of the middleweight division. But when he's going to 205, he's fighting a guy that's, you know, they say is unbeatable. That's the best fighter in the UFC. Either it's Anderson Silva, it's John Jones, or it's Georges St. Pierre. Those are the three fighters when you talk about the best fighters in MMA. Those are the three fighters people talk about. And then, of course, you've got the asterisk, which I call Ronda Rousey. Of course, Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Of course, I think she's the real deal. I really do. People say to me, you know, Pedro, I think you're going out on a limb a little bit about this chick. No. She was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion. I mean, she knows her stuff. Take that back. A judo champion. She knows her Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, nobody's ever lasted longer than 4 minutes and some change with her, and that was Maisha Tate, and she almost wrecked Maisha Tate's arm. This chick is for real. I kid you not. She is definitely for real. But the biggest fighters, the biggest names right now in MMA are Anderson Silva, who fights tonight on UFC 153, of course, Georges St-Pierre, who fights in a few weeks, who'll be taking on Carlos Condit, defending his title at 170 pounds. And, you know, I mean, hotter than hot. And then John Jones, 17-1, UFC light heavyweight champion, and Ronda Rousey, 6-0, six stops. You know, if Ronda was a guy, she'd whoop all these guys. She just would. She'd take them, she'd first get into their head, because she does this well. Psychologically, she moves like Muhammad Ali. I'm serious. She's like the female version of Cassius Clay. She's quick with the quip, and then she's quick to knock you out. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking UFC. We'll talk UFC FX. We'll talk about Here Comes the Boom. Of course, later on in the show, we'll be joined by Mark Della Grotte, former UFC fighter, Muay Thai guy, and the trainer of Kevin James. Of course, the big movie opened yesterday. Here Comes the Boom. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No. It's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You got to funkify. You got to funkify. You got to funkify. You got to funkify.
Move to the music. Shout and sing a thing. You got to groove.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. I'm wondering why my mic wasn't working. Well, fool, you got to put your finger on the button. You're talking to myself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Folks, and I got to describe our studios here because if my you can barely see my producer through this tinted glass window. So he could be like flipping me off. I couldn't understand. I couldn't see anything. You know, he'd be screaming, jumping up and down. I couldn't see him. So anyway, I was wondering why the music's playing. And here I am talking and not hearing myself. Well, Dumbo, you got to press the red button. Of course, we're talking about UFC 153 tonight, starting at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time. That's on Facebook.com. There are two fights on Facebook. Then at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they'll switch things over to FX Cable, go with 2 hours of the fights on FX Cable. And then, of course, they'll lead you in. They'll draw you into the main event. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. Of course, the main card, UFC 153, live from Las Vegas. Take that back. Live from Rio de Janeiro. Anderson Silva, the hometown lad. Man, they're going to fill this joint. They're going to pack that joint tonight. No matter what arena they put a UFC fight in Brazil, it's going to sell out. Now, I'm told that in come March 2013, that an 80,000-seat arena, an outdoor soccer arena, will be done being refurbished. So they're going to end up going there with a big fight probably next year, Anderson Silva and somebody else. Who knows? Will John Jones go down to Brazil and fight Anderson Silva? Probably not. John Jones is, you know, he's got his issues, but I'm not in love with the guy right now. Love with his abilities. I mean, no question about it. He's essentially unbeaten outside of that disqualification against Matt Hamill. But the bottom line is he's a jerk. Anyway, Anderson Silva, 30-4. Did you know Silva boxed professionally? Yeah, he got knocked out once. I think he was like 2-4 or 3-1, something like that. So not a very good record. Good idea going to MMA. 30-4, no draws. He stands 6'2". He's going to weigh in at the 205-pound limit. Stephen Bonner, 17-7, 6'4". Taller dude, sort of like a lumberjack type of guy. He's not real cut up or anything like that. But the bottom line is he does bring his all every time he fights. But tonight, I just don't think he's going to have enough for the elusive, the slick, the spider, they call him. We'll talk about Anderson Silva. And Mindletaro Nogueira. And I hate to call this guy little because he's not little. He's 240 pounds. He's 33-7-1, one no contest, 6'3". He's taking on Dave Herman. Does Dave have a chance? Probably not in Brazil. 21-4. He stands 6'4", weigh about 242 pounds as well. But guess what, Dave? I don't think it's going to go too well for you tonight in Rio. Now, the fighter I think you should really keep an eye on, as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, he's in the light heavyweight division. He's a killer. He's got like 10 or 11 first-round knockouts and stoppages. I'm talking about Glover Teixeira. He's 18-2. He stands 6'2". He's, as I said, a light heavyweight, 205 pounds. He's taking on Fabio Maldonado. Well, Fabio, sorry, baby, lights out for you tonight. 18-5, soon to be 18-6. He stands 6'1". He's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Glover Teixeira. John Fitch is on the card as well. He's taking on Eric Silva. John Fitch, 26-4, one no contest. Taking on Silva, who's 14-2, one no contest as well. Not a whole lot here, except for the fact they will be fighting at welterweight. That's 170 pounds in the world of the UFC. Phil Davis and Walter Prado, light heavyweights going at it. Davis, 9-1. Wagner, 8-0. I've seen films with both these guys. I mean, I'm not trying to say that I need MMA Viagra to get up for him to watch him, but they just aren't the most exciting guys in the world in my book. Damian Maia, a guy that we thought really was going to go places in the UFC, that remains to be seen. He's 16-4, taking on Rick Story. What's the story on Story? There is none. 14-5, stands 5'10". These guys are fighting at welterweight as well. Ronnie Jackson, and they spell his name R-O-N-Y. It might be Roni, like Roni the Pony. 12-3, 145 pounds. This is a good weight class. This is the featherweight division. He's taking on Sam Cecilia, who's 11-1. Both these guys stand about the same height, maybe an inch apart. One's 5'8", one's 5'7". But 145 pounds, I think it's an exciting division. I think the lighter weights have always been more exciting than the heavier divisions. But, you know, I was a lighter weight fighter. I mean, I fought anywhere from like, I think 85 pounds. Was it 85 or 83? 83 pounds to 147 pounds, even though I had to fight a couple of middleweights when I was 147. But the bottom line is, you know, weight, putting on weight is not easy. But these guys now having these extra weight classes they can drop to in the UFC, like the flyweight division. Now, that's just been taken care of on that last UFC card. Demetrius Johnson is now the UFC flyweight champion. That's 125 pounds. Of course, they go from flyweight, then they go to bantamweight at 135, then they go to featherweight at 145, then they go to lightweight at 155, then they go to welterweight at 170, then they go to middleweight at 185, then they go to light heavyweight at 205, and anything above 205 to 265 is considered heavyweight. You cannot weigh in at more than 265 pounds for a UFC event. Gleison DeBow, not a bad fighter. Got a lot of, you know, fights on his record, 42 fights, 34-8. He's fighting at 155 pounds, taking on Francisco Trinaldo. Trinaldo, I believe, is a Brazilian, 11-1, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. Good luck there, Gleason. Diego Brando taking on Joey Gambino, and not the Joey Gambino, it's a boxer. This guy's 9-1. They're fighting at featherweight as well, 145 pounds. And Diego Brando comes in at 19-8. So I'm probably going to look, there's a tough fight to pick. Do you pick the young guy, the younger guy with a little less experience, a little less mileage on his body, or do you pick the guy that's been in there, the seasoned veteran? That's a good one, Brando and Gambino. Sergio Moraes, not Morales, Moraes, M-O-R-A-E-S, taking on Rene Forte. Moraes coming in at 6-3. Forte 7-1. These guys are 170 pounds, and they are big guys, 5'10" and 6'0" for weighing 170. Luz Cain's on the car with Chris Camazzi, Cristiano Marcelo. This was a guy that we thought was really going to be the man. We thought he was coming over from another competing sanctioning body, not the UFC. We thought that he was really going to go places. And something happened. He just didn't make it. I think he'll open up the Facebook card at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time. That's right. You go to Facebook.com and punch in the UFC. You can watch the first couple of fights on Facebook.com at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time. Then, of course, you go to the FX cable card for 2 hours. This is all part of – have you ever gone fishing? Well, you know, you throw your line out there and you've got, you know, the worm is on the hook and – the worm is, you know, is wiggling around. So you bite on the worm a little bit, and that's the Facebook. And then you bite on the worm a little bit more, and then that's the FX cable part of the card. Then you bite on the hook. They want you to bite the hook. Hook, line, and sinker. Grab that pay-per-view hook. Of course, I think they're charging like $70. $70 for a high-definition TV broadcast, you know. And I remember back in the day before Dan Duva, the late Dan Duva, he was a boxing promoter out of New Jersey. He was first guy to come out with home pay-per-view. He did it with a Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns fight back in 1981. And I remember all the promoters telling him, you're going to kill the business. This is the end of the business. You know, you're closing closed circuit television. They'll be inviting 12 people over to their house to watch a one fight purchase. In other words, you know, you pay $50 for the fight and then you invite 10 people over, charge them all $5. And guess what? You know, the nut's paid for, right? Well, in the early days, the promoters didn't think it would work that way. They thought the pay-per-view would be like a knife to the throat, right? Just cut their jugular right off. Now, pay-per-view is where they make all their money. I mean, all their money. The UFC, they make a tremendous amount of money on pay-per-view. That's where they make the bulk of their money. Of course, they've got this $100 million deal with Fox TV, which I don't think is the smartest contract in the entire world because of the fact that, you know, Fox owns Fuel TV. And Fuel TV shows a lot of UFC fights. But if only 250,000 people watch it in a country of 360 million, we got a problem. Dana White, we have a problem. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, we have a problem. Zuffa Sports, we have a problem. I mean, Mark Munoz, considered a UFC star. Yeah, until Chris Weidman took him out about 2 months ago at the San Jose Shark Tank, the HP Pavilion. Okay, that card didn't do too well. A lot of these cards are not doing real well right now. I think it has a lot to do with the economy. That and the fact there's the oversaturation of the UFC. Of course, you've got The Ultimate Fighter on Friday nights. That's on FX Cable. And, of course, that's a reality TV show that's been going on now for 13 seasons. Okay, you've got, you know, you've got the different FX shows on cable for us last week. Bigfoot Silva was a big, big winner. I mean, this guy, I told you about this guy. This guy's got a, how can I put it? He's got the face of a Neanderthal. That's the best way to put it. And I'm being complimentary here. I'm not putting him down. I kid you not. If you looked at him, you thought you were looking at a gorilla. I was once in an elevator with him, just freaking out. I mean, I really was. The size of his head is about 3 times the size of a normal head. He's only 6'4", but because his head is so big, he looks like he's about 6'8". You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, trainer extraordinaire Mark Della Grotte.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Look. It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Martial arts folks, yesterday Here Comes the Boom came out, of course, starring a guy that I wouldn't really portray as a UFC type of fighter or an MMA fighter, Kevin James, and on the line here his trainer Mark Della Grotte. How did you train a 42-year-old fat guy to fight MMA?
Well, I had a run start, so to say, man. You know, Kevin's a huge fan of the sport and a practitioner himself, you know, coming from a background of martial arts, training with guys like Boss Root and Rafael Cordero, you know, Ryan Parsons. I mean, he's He's trained with a bunch of A-list fighters and trainers down the line. So I had it easy, man. I had a project that needed some molding and needed some tuning up, but the engine was already running, so to say.
But the guy looks like a cream puff. He looks like Curly in the Three Stooges. How'd you get him in shape?
I wish I could take full credit for that, man, but he had a full team of guys. You know, it took a lot of us to get him in shape, to tell you the truth, but it all came from him. His hard work, his dedication, all paid off, man. You know, he had nutritionists working with him. We had a whole team of coaching staff that we worked with him. And, you know, it all came down to him putting the time in, and he did. You know, I've taken many fighters through, like, 3-4 month camps, but he actually put in about a year and a half of hard work and dedication to getting ready for the role because he wanted it to be accurate and he wanted to live it. So he put in the work to do so.
Okay, so James plays this guy, Scott Koss, a 40-something-year-old board biology teacher. And he finds out that his music budget is being cut or something like that. He decides he's going to become an MMA fighter. And is that the basis of the movie?
Yeah, you know, there's a little more to it. You know, obviously it's a Kevin James movie, so there's going to be some comedy in it, things of that nature. You know, Selma Hayek's in it. There's some romance. It's going to get out to all different crowds, not just fans of MMA. But, you know, the gist of it is you know, he's trying to save a music program for a school that is hurting for a budget. And Henry Winkler is the music teacher, and they're trying to raise money for the school, and the kids get behind him, and it's motivational as well. You know, there was actually a bit of the Rocky ending where you get the goosebumps, you know, and people seem to have enjoyed it.
Well, you know, we're talking with, I'm laughing here because I'm about to bring something up funny, Mark Della Grota. He is a trainer, former MMA Muay Thai fighter, spent some time in Thailand. What'd you like most about Thailand? If I told you, I'd get fired on the air right now, but the bottom line is I enjoy Thailand like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that, man. Thailand's a crazy place. You know, the first time I went to Thailand, I came home and I was homesick. It was strange. You know, the country's unique. The people are unique. But what I like most of all and what drove me there, obviously, is the beautiful art of Muay Thai. But what I found when I got there was a train wreck, and it was crazy and Bangkok at night and everything out of control, man. It takes a lot of discipline to just do Muay Thai in Thailand, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I went into a bar in Bangkok, okay? This
is already sounding bad.
Wait.
I went to a bar in Bangkok. Billy Pedro, where is this going?
there were three guys for every guy. And here's what's up. None of them look like guys. So I'll just leave it to you. I was like blown away. I'm saying to myself, God, what a bunch of beautiful women. This guy that's with me, he knows the score. He goes, man, we're getting out of here. I go, what's he? He goes, these aren't women. I said, time to run.
It's the tranny capital of the world. They have pageants and everything, man. They're hardcore when it comes to that stuff. But I ain't down with that.
But
I've been to Bangkok, and I definitely know that it can be pretty crazy.
Okay, so you study a lot of different martial arts. What do you consider your best forte? What practice do you enjoy the most?
You know, honestly, my true passion is Muay Thai, you know, but I truly believe that I am a mixed martial artist. You know, I've studied many different styles of martial arts, 9 different disciplines just off the top of my head: Kali, Silat, Jeet Kune Do, Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Savate. You know, I've studied Tai Chi, Taekwondo. I've studied a lot of different martial arts. My true passion and love is in Muay Thai.
Okay. Now, back to the funny part here. You got the Fonz. You got the Fonz, Henry Winkler, the guy that came to fame, of course, during Happy Days. I don't know if many of my listeners know this or not, but they went to Ron Howard, who was playing Richie Cunningham, the star of the show, and asked him would they change the name of the show to the Fonzie Show. He refused, and therefore it remained Happy Days. But obviously Henry Winkler was the star. But now I see him with the gut pushing off these reverse mortgages type of things for guys over 65. Next thing you know, he'll be doing catheter commercials. Is he that old?
Let me tell you something. Regardless of how old Henry is, he's full of life. He's truly, truly an amazing person. You know, I grew up watching Happy Days, grew up, you know, with the Fonz, and to see myself side by side with him, not just doing a movie, but spending time with him, listening to stories, listening to the things that he had to say. You know, he's truly, truly a knowledgeable man. He's an amazing person. He's got a wealth of knowledge that I took as much as I could at the time when I was discussing things with him. And, you know, it was an amazing experience just to be around somebody like that. You know, he's on a different level, man. The physical body and age doesn't mean anything when it comes to Henry Winkler, man. He's defining age. He's defining life. He's like Yoda, so to say.
Mark Della Grotta is our guest, folks. He is a trainer. He's the man that trained Kevin James for this big-time movie that came out yesterday, Here Comes the Boom. The numbers were pretty good last night at the box office. I didn't get a chance to see this. It'll probably be a month or so before I get a chance to see it. But the bottom line is it looks like it's a pretty good movie. Now, you said you've worked with Stephen Bonner. Now, he's going to be taking on Anderson Silva in the UFC card on the 13th. Stephen Bonner coming in 17-7. Silva, the longest reigning UFC champion at 30-4 at 185 pounds. I guess they're going to try to do a catch weight at this, or are they going to come in at 205? Do you know what the exact weight on this one is?
Yeah, it's 205 pounds.
All right, 205 pounds. So yep. Stefan has been considered, no knock on him or anything like that, but he's been considered a stepping stone, an opponent type of guy, a gatekeeper per se. Is he a gatekeeper?
You know, Stefan is no gatekeeper when it comes to any match. He's a serious threat to any opponent, including Anderson Silva. I didn't work with him for this particular camp. He's a student of mine. He's a friend of mine for life. We didn't camp together for this one. He's in a great camp in Las Vegas right now. He's in a good place. I honestly am most concerned with Stefan not getting out of the fight, but getting out of Brazil. I think to face Anderson Silva in Brazil is a fight in itself, but if anybody's up for a fight, it's Stefan Bonner. I would not count him out of any fight. He's got an amazing chin. He's ridiculous to finish. You can't finish the guy. He just keeps coming and coming. It's at his weight. It's a 3-round bout. I mean, I honestly think that perhaps the odds could be against Anderson, and this could be a huge upset. My money's always on Stefan when it comes to a fight. He's a warrior, and he shows that in the octagon.
You know, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he was the Central California champion, boxing champion. I was the Northern California boxing champion, so we went down there to fight in the regionals. This was in Turlock, California, and I beat him to death, cut him in two spots, and they disqualified me in the third round. In other words, one of them hometown numbers, okay? So if I was Mr. Bonner, I'd be going down there looking to close the show with Mr. Silva, because I don't think they're going to give him the benefit of a doubt at all.
Yeah, no, you know, it's tough to face Anderson Silva in Brazil, like I said, but you know, I think that regardless of what happens in the fight, I think it's going to be a fight. You know, a lot of people get in there with Anderson and they fold under the pressure and they just can't figure him out. And he's the best in the world. But I think that honestly, Stefan just goes in there to throw down. He doesn't think about reputation. He doesn't think about, you know, he fought Machida in Brazil way back in the day in the jungle. You know, I mean, this guy's been around. He's a veteran. And like I said, man, regardless of what happens, the fans can expect probably 15 minutes of fun.
Back to the movie. I'm looking at pictures of Kevin James here. The guy does look like he lost a few pounds. He got in shape.
Yeah, you know, like I said, man, a lot of people don't realize how much work he put into this. He didn't want to make it a Hollywood thing and do camera angles and speed up the camera and make him look fast and smooth. You know, he went for it, like, entirely, man. He dieted. He was on an all-greens diet. He had nutritionists working with him. We were training extensively. We trained throughout the entire making of the movie because he had to stay in shape. And he lived the lifestyle of a fighter. You know, I credit him for that.
Okay, Mark Della Grotta is our guest, folks. He is the trainer of Kevin James, who, of course, stars in the movie Here Comes the Boom, which was released yesterday. I hadn't had a chance to see it yet. Hope to see it real soon. But the bottom line is it combines MMA, it combines comedy, and it combines Henry Winkler, the Fonz, right? The Fonz is back. No longer is he playing a creep on Law and Order. He's playing a funny guy, a music teacher here on Here Comes the Boom. Now, you had a good time working with the Fonz, Henry Winkler, one of your heroes growing up, no question about that. Okay, what's Kevin James like to work with?
You know, Kevin is amazing. You know, he's very generous. He's a gracious guy. You know, he comes from a solid family, a good background. He's a solid guy, man. You know, he's not what everybody think Hollywood people are like. You know, he's down to earth. He's one of us, and he truly is a fan of the sport, and that's why we connected in the first place. You know, a lot of these guys go to the UFCs just because they, you know, they want to go to the shows and they want Dana to give them front row tickets and you know, live that. But, you know, Kevin truly is a fan. You know, he's on pay-per-view. He's watching it when he's not at the show. He's on, you know, YouTube. He's looking at videos. He trains daily. You know, he dieted big time for this movie to get in shape. And, you know, again, you know, to his credit, he's not just a fluff. You know, he's not a wannabe. He actually is a true fan of the sport.
Okay, before I let you go, Salma Hayek is in the flick. She's a pretty good-looking lady. What does she do?
Besides the look good. Nurse that Scott Voss, Kevin James, okay, has a big crush on.
Okay.
Who wouldn't have a crush on Selma, really?
Yeah,
that's a breakthrough in the movie industry, huh, Pedro?
That's really a fantasy, a push. That's a push. So the movie's going to do well. I mean, I've talked to my friends at the Chronicle and this and that, a couple of the movie critics, and they've seen it in advance. They thought it was pretty funny, so I wish you the best of luck. Of course, it's only been out one day now, but here comes the boom. Best of luck to you in your future, Mark Della Grotte, as far as training fighters concerned, as far as Hollywood's concerned, as far as life is concerned, and we thank you so much for spending some time with us right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. God bless you, Mark.
Pleasure to have me on, Pedro. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate all you do for the fans, for the sport. And if it wasn't for you, man, I wouldn't be on the phone. I wouldn't be making a living. So appreciate everything you do, brother.
Mark Della Grotte, folks, part of Here Comes the Boom. Of course, that's at many, many theaters across the country as I speak. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as I just said, on the Sports Byline Broadcaster. I'm laughing a little bit here. Jesse Ventura, 61 years old. He, of course, is the former WWE wrestler, mid-level card type of guy. Not a superstar, but a mid-level card guy. Of course, the former governor of Minnesota, now with the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory. He is not going to run for president in 2016. He's talking about it as an independent. It ain't going to happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Super Stroke Land Band, a combination of Huey Lewis and the News and Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years?
It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Listen to my boys harmonize. The Mighty Tower of Power. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we air an entirely separate show, a different show, on Sunday. The wrap-up show, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, you can catch all the shows at iTunes. You can go to my website, and I haven't mentioned it enough yet in the show, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K.com. Of course, you can catch all the latest broadcasts, my interviews with Larry Merchant, weekend wraps. We got it all going on, Dave Meltzer interviews, I mean, boxing writers. We got all the broadcasts. You can go to ringtalk.com, check out all the archives, check out the podcasts, check out the articles, check out our Wall of Fame, check out our Wall of Shame. That's right, a Wall of Fame and a Wall of Shame. I believe in them both. Speaking of a Wall of Shame, how about Jose Canseco? How do you feel about Jose? I mean, he was telling the truth about the steroid thing. They blackballed him out of baseball. They did. I think he was like just a few home runs short of 500, which would have put him in the Hall of Fame. But they blackballed him, you know, ratting everybody out on the steroid thing. And now, get this, he's trying to become a professional wrestler. Remember he had a couple boxing matches? How about that one boxing match where he sent his brother Ozzy to appear in his place? Except that Ozzy had a big tattoo on his arm and, you know, Jose doesn't. So it was obviously, you know, his twin brother was, it was his twin brother, but it wasn't him. Anyway, the bottom line is he's trying to get a deal with Dixie Carter and Impact Wrestling, TNA, Total Non-Stop Action Wrestling. Of course, they air Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time and Eastern time on Spike TV. But the bottom line is Canseco wants to get into professional wrestling. I figure why not? You know, he's done everything else. And you know what? He was telling the truth. Nobody ever sued him. Nobody ever climbed down his throat. Nobody ever accosted him physically. A-Rod, none of those guys. How come none of those guys sued him? Because he was telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, this hour of mixed martial arts. Join us each and every Saturday on the Sports Final on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again Sunday for an entirely different show. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my great producer. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. Tonight, boxing and HBO and UFC on pay-per-view.